meditation. This episode, I'm going to get straight into guiding you through a meditation to deepen your connection with yourself. And through this meditation, I will support you into ways in which you can start creating this as a daily ritual for you, a daily practice for you, or whenever you feel it's important to connect with yourself before you maybe overreact to something, or you feel triggered by something, or you're seeing or feeling things come up for you and your old programming or programming that you're trying to release and move past, you can come back to this meditation, whether it's by listening to this episode and being guided through it again, or just by doing it with yourself in your mind. So get yourself in a comfortable position. Sitting up is more beneficial so that you don't fall asleep, but however feels comfortable for you. Relax your eyes and your body. Take a deep breath in and out. Deep breath in and out. Now feel in your body. Are you feeling achy anywhere? Tension? Where is your mind going to within yourself? Are your shoulders tight? Maybe give them a little wiggle, movement. Focus on relaxing them. Do you have tension in your back or your hips? And give your feet a little flex and a little bit of movement through your ankles, up your calves, your knees, your thighs, your pelvis and your hips, moving it up right through your spine, to your heart, your arms, your shoulders, your neck, to your head, take a deep breath in and out. Focus on sending love and light to those places that you felt a little bit of tension or tightness. Focus on those areas and ask yourself, do you know what's causing that tight? The tension. Is it your mind holding on to things that no longer serve you? Is it your body that's holding on to past pain that you can choose to release and let go? Are you holding on to anger? Choose to let go and release this. It no longer serves for your life and your future. In my body, I feel calm and relaxed. Within my mind, I am calm and relaxed. allowing my thoughts to flow with ease, to fill my thoughts and my mind with words that support my life, that encourage my life, for connection with myself, to feel empowered in my life. Allow my heart to fill with love, gratitude, appreciation, to feel grateful for all the experiences, lessons, challenges, situations, people that have been a part of my journey to bring me to where I am now. All of it has played a role, and for everything that no longer serves for my life as I am, as who I am right now, and the path that I'm taking, I choose to release and let this go. I am a powerful being. I make choices in my day, in every moment, that support my life, that support my connection to myself. I speak my truth. I create loving boundaries for myself and my life, respecting and loving myself unconditionally, for it is my life that I am living. I choose to be unaffected by anything around me that I have no control in, and I release the need that I need to control, because my life flows with ease and my universe supports me in everything that I do. I am forever surrounded by support. I feel supported in all of my life, in all areas of my life, in all that I do. I feel safe to be supported. I feel safe to be loved, and I feel loved in all areas of my life. I feel safe to be who I am, who I truly am. I feel safe to speak and set my boundaries for my life and for myself, and I trust that those around me will continue to love me and continue to support me and respect what I say and who I am and who I am becoming. I am a divine being. And all of my life, all areas of my life, all of the relationships in my life flow with ease, support me, they energize me, they empower me, they support my journey and my experience for who I am right now. I listen to the whispers of my heart, and the more I listen to my heart, the louder the voice gets. The more confident I become, the more confident I am. My voice, my heart's voice, leads me in all areas of my life. Where my heart says yes, I say yes wholeheartedly, and anything less is a no. I stand in this belief confidently I stand in myself and who I am confidently. I am confident in all areas of my life. I am confident in the universal support for myself, for my life, for my relationships, and for my experiences. This journey, this life that I'm living, is for me and me alone. I choose who I allow to be a part of this, who I allow to be a part of my life and my journey and my experiences. And those that I choose will always be respectful, loving, kind, supportive, genuine, as I equally am kind, supportive, loving, genuine, honest, respectful to all those that I connect with. I use my words for kindness, for spreading more love, to be respectful for myself and for others. The words I use within my mind are always supporting, always kind, always loving, always genuine. I speak only kind words about myself. I speak only loving words about myself. For it is my belief and my words about myself that set the standards for everybody else. I create the standards for my life, for my relationships, for my experiences, and for myself. I love myself unconditionally, and this ripple effects into all areas of my life. I trust in my experiences, that everything that comes into my life is always for my highest good. I am respectful to my challenges, as these shed light on areas where I still need a little bit of support, a little bit of growth, new awareness, deeper understanding, reaffirming. My challenges are a part of my journey, a part of who I am. Everything that I visualize for my life, everything that I feel connected to in my life, my challenges, my experiences, all of the relationships I have in my life are all part of creating the stepping stones to creating this life that I visualize. I no longer wait for it to happen, because every single day I am doing what I need to, what I feel connected to, what I feel aligned with, that moves and shifts me into being the person that I am, that aligns with what I visualize. I am worthy of it all. I am capable of achieving it all. I choose to use words. I choose to feel the emotions. I choose to have the relationships. I choose to allow the experiences to flow with ease. It is because all of these are all a part of my journey, my life, and the experiences that I will take, will have, will go through. To be for my highest good.